Welcome back to TRP.
Hi, welcome back to the Rosnair podcast. Today I'd like to bring to your attention the abject failure of France and England in relationship to the refugees coming from France to England. I was horrified, as I am sure any of you listeners were, to hear of the drowning of 27 refugees in the English Channel. And of course we had the typical repercussions, the blame game between France and England. And this is where politics fails the people. When clear, precise action should be taken to make sure no tragedy like this ever happens again, they play a game of one-upmanship. The French President Macron was angered after Boris Johnson tweeted a letter outlining a 5-point plan to tackle the issue of channel crossings. I spoke 2 days ago with Prime Minister Johnson in a serious way, Macron said at a press conference. For my part, I continue to do that, as I do with all countries and all leaders. I am surprised by methods when they are not serious. We do not communicate from one leader to another on these issues by tweets and letters that we make public. It was reported that Macron was so angered by this that he, in private, called Johnson a clown and a knucklehead. Boris Johnson's government did themselves no favour when they suggested that they should help patrolling the coastal waters off the French coast and within the French jurisdiction. But they both seem to agree on one thing. People smugglers are to blame. They are the crux of this loss of life. Now, forgive me for being a little naive, but if those refugees cannot get to sea, they can't drown. And this is where I believe France can help. Nip it in the bud. Well, to put it simply, implement measures that any inflatable boat capable of carrying more than 4 people, or better still, all inflatable boats, can only be sold to somebody who provides his citizenship and address to the outlets selling these boats. A little like a gun license, nobody should be able to buy an inflatable without similar checks. The same should apply to boat engines, especially anything over 10 horsepower. That way the smugglers would soon realise without the availability of these inflatable boats, crossing the channel would become much more unlikely. Sure, some of you might say, but they will steal yachts or fishing boats. But to be honest, it is a little more daunting to manoeuvre one of these vessels than it is to turn the arm of an outboard engine. Having said that, at least the refugees will be safe in a trawler or a yacht. Or, should I say, safer. Then, perhaps you might ask, what happens if smugglers target ribs designed for divers or emergency work? Well, at least they will have to enter a harbour to obtain such a craft, which I presume will have some form of security. They will no longer be able to just drive onto some deserted beach, inflate a rib, add an engine, and attempt to cross the channel, hoping for the best. If they do manage, despite the licensing of such craft, then there should be a European policy that all watercraft, irrespective of size, has to obtain a recognised state permit. How ridiculous is it that the French and the English are bickering at each other as they patrol the sea in an attempt to stop these refugee boats, when the obvious solution to this dilemma is to strictly control who can and who can't purchase a craft capable of ferrying people to their deaths? Keep on listening to TRP.